I've received a letter dated July 15, 2022 from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, and approves the notice as to form. This is with Tri-Lakes Newspaper Incorporated for newspaper publication services.
Any questions?
I don't have any questions.
I don't?
Nope.
Move to approve the notice of renewal for newspaper publication services. File number 22076 CM. Between Tri-Lakes Newspaper and Tenney County.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Now the Treasurer's Semi-Annual Settlement and Investment Report.
Okay. Sheila, do you and Brandon have a copy in your packet of the report?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Mike, I give you the original there.
Okay.
As you know, by statute, I have to do a semi-annual investment report. And so just a brief overview. The total budget of funds is $42,399,842.66. Total treasurer's fund, $12,350,053.14. Total of all funds at the end of June, which was June 30th, was $54,749,895.80. Down at the bottom of that first paper, you can see the amount that's in the checking, the amounts that are in invested in CDs and in agencies. And then I've attached a report of the bank statement along with all the CDs and agencies that's held at this time.
Expect the interest rates maybe to start gradually climbing again with the rate of.
Yeah, right now I'm buying CDs a little over
3%. Mm-hmm.
Good. I think I ask this every time. We're supposed to. By statute, we're supposed to accept and enter the record?
Enter the record, correct.
Do you guys have any questions or any other comments?
I don't.
Move to accept and enter into the record the Treasurer's Semi-Annual Settlement and Investment Report as presented.
Thank you. Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you. Swan Creek Bridge discussion.
Swan Creek Bridge, been discussion about whether the county would entertain taking it over from the Corps of Engineers. The last meeting I had with you, you see on the email where I had asked the Corps about the bridge, what would happen to it if we didn't take it over, or the city. Up on top of that email basically says it would be closed or destroyed, demoed. As far as the way the BRO is changed with MoDOT, it would only be a rating for that bridge only to be replaced. We wouldn't get the credit, you know, like we did into the big account where we could use that on any bridge. But the one thing about it would be, like in 2025, when they redo the bridge above it, if we're not flooded, that would give our citizens a place to be able to go. Or Casey Road, Jailhouse Road, if those aren't underwater either.
If they destroyed the bridge, if the Corps destroyed the bridge, and in 05 when the state takes away the bridge going into town to replace it with a new one, what would that mean to the citizens?
It would be a big alternative route, and it would be bad for the ambulance and sheriff's department, fire department, city of Forsyth police department.
And the employees coming to work from there would have to go through
the workforce. Mm-hmm. Yep. As far as the bridge, if we did take it over, we've got the bridge inspection report attached to that. It would be very minimal. It's cosmetic work, basically, right now that would need to be done. Pressure washing of it, and like a concrete sealer to be put back on it. It's in very good condition. It just needs some minor maintenance and cosmetics.
If my memory is correct, at one point the city saw the importance of
yeah.
it and was willing.
They were willing to partner and help with the maintenance of it.
I know there's been a change in the council. Have we addressed that?
One of the engineers that went down there with me said that he felt it was in very good condition.
When he inspected, was he able, was the water down low enough that he was able to do that?
When Spencer was, yes.
Okay.
And I wasn't down there when Jason
okay.
did it. I want to say they had to do part of it with their drone during that one. Primarily right now, some of the rail of it needs patched with concrete, or like boat props have hit it when the water was up. The expansion joints need the new rubber caulking put in them. The grate on the lower end of it where everything drains to, or a majority drains to, needs to be pulled and cleaned out.
Did you read the Great River letter sent to you? Is that a lot of that stuff they're recommending? Is that stuff that Road and Bridge could do?
Mm-hmm. We do it on our current bridges.
Yeah.
Do you have an overall cost on what's going to cost the county to maintain it and for the next 20 years?
Not in 20 years. Like initially, we're going to probably be out around $4,000 to $5,000. But if we, City of Forsyth is still willing to partner, it would be half of that.
Did the Great River give an idea on how long it? Because it was built in 1932, correct?
Correct.
It says recently the bridge has spent considerable time underwater due to flooding from Bull Shoals Lake. And then it goes through and says it has a sufficiency rating of below 50%. But they still feel that it's structurally sound?
Yes.
And how long do you think that's going to last?
They did not give me a timeframe on that. I can find out.
What's it going to cost to replace that bridge if it does need replacement? Knowing that it's 345 feet long.
It would probably be up around the $3 million range.
We would have just a lease agreement.
Huh?
We would just have a lease agreement.
Yes, that would be for however many years.
I think it was 20 or 20. So if something happened that the bridge had to be replaced, that would, the commission would have to decide if they were going to petition the Corps once again to...
Well, the Corps, I just want to make sure that if we take it, accept the lease or whatever, then we have to do the maintenance, but we're not in the lease. I would make sure that we don't, we're not obligated to repair to, you know,
replace
or even repairs to a certain point. You know, we may be willing to repair it for the $5,000, but are we willing to repair it for $500,000? So I just want to make sure that whenever it comes, if we just choose to do it in the lease, we need to make sure that we are not obligated to spend more than what we are willing to spend, or the commission at that time is willing to spend, per the lease.
Like on
what you're referring to, the change of language number 8.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of ambiguous. It's kind of not sure.
It's
open to interpretation.
That was the agreement that
the grantee.
Who's the officer? I said it's open to interpretation. I don't like it. Because how often is it underwater?
Well, it's been underwater for the last 5-6 years.
And we have no
every
control.
Year.
And we have no control over that. And that's all Army Corps of Engineers. So I don't have a problem with doing if the repairs are small, and it's a benefit to the community, I don't have a problem. But I don't want to take on a burden of, and then be obligated to spend hundreds of thousands, or, you know, whatever's deemed appropriate at the time.
Well,
because they don't
that
have,
would, if we did take it, it would fall under the new BRO, but that individual bridge would have to be rated under 5 to be able to get the funding,
right,
or to be able to apply for the funding to replace it. Before, we got credit for so many for
it would
the bridge deck.
It would have,
and that could have went to any bridge.
Right.
But now it's individual bridge.
It's part of the bridge.
And I'm not sure what the rating would be on it right now. It may be a 4. I don't look for it to be much above a 5.
Would we qualify for the BRO under that if it's a lease agreement and not total ownership?
I can check with our legal on that.
That's a good question. I think it's fine that the Corps won't let us, they'll let us lease it, but they won't let us, I'm sure it's because it's in their floodplain or their...
Well, anymore, they make us do them agreements going across, you know, core property.
That's what I mean.
They don't give it to us as right away like they did back in the day.
Yeah.
I asked that because in the beginning, when we dealt with them all, it was like they were looking for the deed and it was going to be transferred over. Then suddenly, the way I have been told is that they don't sell anything that's core property. It's all lease agreements.